Talk about the urge to take the wheel. When life gets chaotic and you hate the way it feels. Peter wrote to citizens, servants and wives who faced unjust leaders making a mess of their lives. Three groups, one problem and a shared temptation to reach for control and manipulate the situation. Paul Tripp said it bluntly, it's a dangerous delusion. Thinking we are sovereign while living in our own illusion. Anxiety is smoke revealing what we really trust. As we grab for the reins when our idols turn to dust. We all struggle with daddy issues, every single one. Doubting God is truly good when the damage has been done. Don't trust in the chariots, don't trust in the horses. Trying to fix the chaos with your own external forces. We order the cosmos in the hidden person of the heart. Imperishable beauty is the place we gotta start. And trust your soul to the God who judges right. Put down your earthly weapons and learn how the Christian fights. Yeah. The ancients used the word to talk about the stars, but also for the makeup that covers up our scars. It means to put in order, to organize the nest, a creational instinct when our spirits are stressed. But women and men take a shortcut round the soul, using clothes, rules, and food as a weapon of control. If your external physical cosmos looks pristine, but internally you're crumbling, you know exactly what I mean. You can't fake it with your kids, they will notice the dry rot if you don't submit your spirit to the sovereign God we've got. Don't trust in the chariots, don't trust in the horses. Trying to fix the chaos with your own external forces. We order the cosmos in the hidden person of the heart. Imperishable beauty is the place we gotta start. And trust your soul to the guy who judges right. Put down your earthly weapons and learn how the Christian fights. To trace the stencil, the hypogrammos lines, following the footprints of the maker of the skies, from a baby to the Jordan to Gethsemane's mud, where the footprints in the dirt get mingled with his blood. Hanging on the cross, he had absolute might, could have Thanos snap pilot, but he didn't pick the fight. He didn't call the angels, didn't threaten or revile. He submitted to the Father as he faced a rigged trial. He knew that human power is just granted from above, so we carried out the mission out of covenantal love. Yeah. The crown doesn't come without the cross that we bear. Humiliation comes first, then exaltation is there. Don't fight like the world, don't rely on your pride. Let a gentle, quiet spirit be your ultimate guide. Cast your cares on the Lord. Let him handle the test. Because trusting in his sovereignty is how we win this quest.